Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. If this is the first time that you've ever tuned into the broadcast, know that it's not an accident, because it's not. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans, He has purposes, and He's pursuing them with you this day, and why He has got your attention through this broadcast. Blessed be His holy name. You know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made. That was made in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, people, and it continues to shine. But the darkness simply doesn't have the ability to overcome it, to take it down, to subdue it, or dominate it. This is God's time like never before. The whole earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Out front and going forward, you know, it's a time of the greater glory. It's here. There's a whole new normal now. The whole earth is being filled with His glory, and the church, which is the body of Christ, is in a process called glorification. It's underway, people. It's just getting started. It's affected all the areas of life, salvation, complete and total soundness in every area of life, a life with nothing missing, nothing broken. It starts with the spiritual. You know, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And we're talking about the race of man, both male and female. So unless a man, a woman or a man, a male or a female gets born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Make no mistake about it. That's the first step in salvation. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to God, no matter what anybody else tells you. And if anybody else tells you otherwise, they don't know, and they're lying themselves. And at the top of that lie, they've deceived themselves. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. So there is a new normal. The whole earth is being filled with His glory, which is the body of Christ. The church is the body of Christ. And we are being glorified. He's pouring out His Spirit on all flesh. And the evidence is the manifestation of His glory. Your own salvation is being glorified, and you are in the process of becoming without spot or wrinkle. And that's worthy of a shout right now. So shout amen, you know, for all you believers out there, and for you newcomers who are listening for the first time. If you want to be born again, well, today's your opportunity. This is your day. You know, don't put off tomorrow what you can take care of today. Today is the day of salvation for you, of all of you that are attracted or are considering the God of the Bible as the creator of it all, to stand up for who He is. With the ability, He stands up for who He is and what He's done. He's able to accomplish His every declaration. He's the one that has you listening into this broadcast at this particular moment in time. He's for you. And when the God of all creation is for you, who or what can be against you? Needless to say, believer, things are looking up, especially compared to the events and happenings over the previous 4 years. There's no year like 2025. This year is a new beginning, and you are moving into a new state, a state where you will fare well, especially in respect to good fortune, happiness, well-being, and prosperity. Remind yourself of the plans he has for you. Jeremiah said in 29 verse 11, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." And whatever your state of welfare is right now, know you haven't even come close to what his true plans are for you. So do not settle in the current status quo. Do not give up, and keep on keeping on, raising your expectations up to his standards designed for you. Proverbs 23:18. "For surely there is a latter end, a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off." Blessed be his holy name. For you first-time listeners, welcome. Here's all our basic information about our ministry. You can go to us on the internet, touchedbyhim.org or tbhm.org. Either one, type them in, touchedbyhim.org or tbhm.org, which is short for Touch by Him Ministries. And go to our homepage. On our homepage at the bottom left-hand side is our contact information. You can write us, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. You can call us, 970-314-4077. You can email us, praywithme@tbhm.org. So that's short for Touched by Him Ministries. praywithme@tbhm.org. If you write us, if you email us, if you call us, you know, if you get voicemail when you call us, leave the reason why you're calling, you know, and if you want us to pray for you, leave the prayer request right then and right there. Make that the point of contact. Our ministry, Touched by Him Ministries, is named after the woman with the issue of blood who said, "If I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole." She looked for all her answers through the modern physicians of her day, the medicine of her day, to find if she could find a solution to what her body needed to be healed, and spent her entire fortune and was none the better. Ultimately, she knew that with Jesus being the Messiah, based on the signs and evidence that she was hearing about him, she said, "If I may but touch the hem of his garment," him being the anointed one, "I shall be made whole." And when her opportunity came, Jesus came walking by. She reached out and acted on what she said she would do if she had the opportunity to do it. And she received her healing, the dunamis healing power that was drawn from Christ based on her move of faith, drew that healing power out of him, that dunamis healing power, and it healed her completely. Her issue of blood was dried up, and she was totally restored and received her salvation, complete and total soundness in every area of life. It began with salvation begins with the spiritual. You must be born again. Second one, once you're born again, it applies to your body. You know, by his stripes you were healed. Jesus paid a price for you on the cross, and you can receive your health and healing now from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Also, it affects the soulish realm. Your salvation also reflects the soul, the mind, the will, the emotions, complete and total soundness in your life, socially also, and also financially. God is for you. The earth and all that is in it is his. And in that process, you know, when you participate with God and you start working with him financially and you start doing things God's ways financially, he opens up the windows of heaven for you and will pour out such blessing that there's not room enough to contain it. And you'll always have more than enough, plus the ability to help others that are in circumstance and situations that you come across that you're able to help them with. So God is for you. He's with you financially. The earth and all that is in it is here. So salvation is the life with nothing missing and nothing broken. And I've talked with so many Christians over the decades that I've been saved myself, and I can literally attest to that, that God means what he says. He says what he means. And when the God of all creation is for you, you're going to have your victory. You just got to be committed to it. I'll tell you, What a time that we're living in, and what a time to be alive. I've been given messages over the since the beginning of the 2025, and we're now in this time where we're moving in power with purpose. God said, "Tell my people that their spiritual tomorrow will not look like today." 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So what do? We must walk in the pathway of light and liberation that was provided to us by Christ. Have any of these prophets been in the Lord's presence to hear what he is really saying? That's Jeremiah 23, verse 18. During these dark, dangerous, and deceptive days, it's important that the saints of God are walking in the light of God's holy word. You will discover in this season, we are in a time of the open book. The word of God will truly come alive and be active, and we must feed our soul on the wonderful word of God. It's extremely crucial that we have a clear focus, and instructions must be given to seek God for an outpouring of divine wisdom and much needed direction concerning our future. The prophetic voices must give a clear trumpet call. It is time to sound the alarm and awaken the warriors. We must mobilize the body of Christ to arise and defend the faith, taking a strong stand for truth and godly justice. God is the way. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And as I said earlier, nobody gets to the Father except through him. And the earth and all that is in it be in him. Everything you see going on right now that's being broadcast over the media and airwaves, it's all because of what God's doing and what he's up to now. You know, and if you go back to our broadcast on our webpage, at our homepage, you can get all our contact information. Also, another thing I need to tell you is that if you're listening to this broadcast for the first time, we only rent 30 minutes of airtime over the radio if you happen to be listening to the broadcast over the radio. But from our webpage, our website at tbhm.org or touchedbyhim.org, you can go to the media page. And on the media page, you're going to find out the last, usually there's 6 weeks of radio broadcasts up there and posted where you can read the or listen to the most recent ones. You know, I include a lot of word in the broadcast because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Faith is a spiritual force. It's the opposite of fear. When you're born again and translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, you are given the same measure of faith, the spiritual force of faith that God used to do everything in his existence with, which he always was, he is, and always will be. So that you become of the seed of Abraham by faith, a joint heir according to the promise, and you are given the spiritual force of faith, which you then can exercise and put to work for you, and it will go and accomplish exactly what God does when he speaks his word into any circumstance and any situation. Jesus told us in Mark chapter 11, "Speak to your mountains, be thou removed. Do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say will come to pass, and you will have whatsoever you say." And when you speak God's word into your circumstance, into your situation, it has that spiritual force of faith, the God kind of faith behind it, and it will go out before you. It will make what you said come to pass in front of you. Whether you understand this or not, Christian or non-Christian alike, where you are in your life right here and right now is a direct result of what you have believed in and acted upon. So learn about the parable of the sower who sows the word of God in their life in Mark chapter 4. Study that for yourself and get into it more. But because you are reaping what you sow, and when you do it in God's way, you're doing it in truth. When you just believe in and act on something, if it's not the truth, you always it's a lie. And then in that case, you'll always end up somewhere else other than where you thought you were headed. And that's the thing about a lie. But with truth, you always end up where you thought you were going. And that is the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. So anyway, Touched by Him Ministries, our broadcasts are only 30 minutes, but the actual message may continue on after the message ends over the radio broadcast, and you can hear the fullness of the message from our media page. Go to touchedbyhim.org or tbhm.org. Click on the media page, and this time look for Radio Week, April 6th of 2025. Can you imagine that? We're already into April of 2025. My God, His truth is marching on. You know, we're coming into the celebration of the spring feasts of the Lord. We've got Passover, which is on April 12th of 2025. At twilight, when the sun goes down, Passover begins. Then there's the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is a feast that lasts from April 12th at sundown to April 20th at sundown. The first and seventh days are holy days. Then we have the Feast of First Fruits, which is April 20th, which also coincides with Resurrection Sunday with the Christian faith. And isn't it interesting, the Feast of First Fruits? Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, and Feast of First Fruits, Jesus fulfilled with His life that He gave for us at the cross. In that time, He fulfilled those first three feasts of the Lord prophetically. And then the next one He fulfilled was the Feast of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came into the earth, which this year is on June 6-8, which came 50 days post the Feast of First Fruits. Jesus fulfilled the Feast of First Fruits by being the first born again from the dead. But now there's many, many, many millions of people already saved, died and gone to heaven, and many, many more right now on earth, and many more being won right now to the Lord, because His truth is marching on. Blessed be His holy name. So get ready. It's interesting this year that Resurrection Sunday and the Feast of First Fruits are both celebrated on the same day, celebrated in the way of the Jewish faith and also of the Christian faith. So glory be to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. His truth is marching on. And I've got some of those broadcasts up there, those messages that you can find on the media page and the Radio Week, you know, back in March, all the radio broadcasts are there. And I think, and you know, then the first broadcast of April also will be on there. The one that you're listening to now, you can hear it in its entirety and its fullness on the from the media page on our website. So you're not just limited to the broadcasting. All of you who are streaming down the highway and listening on KNZZ Radio 1100 AM or listening up there in out of the AM radio up in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, you can also go to our website, tbhm.org or touchedbyhim.org, and stream those over the internet into your vehicle that you're traveling in, whether you're going north, south, east, or west. You can hear the entirety of the broadcast, and I encourage you all to do it, because I do use a lot of God's word. And faith is is like a muscle. When you exercise it, the spiritual force of faith, and you put it to good use, it will get stronger and stronger, and you will have what you say if you don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say will come to pass. Doing it God's way, using God's methods, using God's word, speaking His word into your circumstance, it will go before you, it will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. And that's the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. So in the past messages over the past several weeks, you know, I mentioned that seekers will be finders, and finders will be sought. And that's the Lord looking for you. And now is the time to seek the Lord with all our hearts. And we're on a divine assignment, believers. So get out there and be a part of it. Seekers will be finders. Seek Him early. I go over all the scriptures that could possibly be laid out for you in those previous messages. So go back to them and get into it now more than ever before. And just so you know, we're in that time between Purim and Passover. It's a time of great change that is happening in the United States here and worldwide. Get ready. We're going forward, and it's a season of sensitivity, choosing to abide in God's holy presence. When you make that choice, you're going to go forward in victory. And the divine wisdom is the principal thing. Proverbs 16:16, this is out of the Amplified Classic. How much better is it to get skillful and godly wisdom than gold? And to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. Divine wisdom versus natural understanding. Cease. Proverbs 23 verse 4 says, cease from your own human wisdom. Learn to lean upon the Lord and not your own understanding, because God's way of doing things is different. That's why you commit yourself every day to God, pursuing Him daily, getting after scriptures, read His word, read it out loud. I always tell people, when you read the word, read it out loud. Keep it coming in your ears and keep it coming in your eyes. And when you read it out loud enough so your own ears can hear it, because faith, that spiritual force I was just telling about earlier, comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you read it out loud, when you read God's word out loud for yourself, faith comes, and you can do it every day. And while you're doing it, in the process of seeking Him early, because Jesus is the word, that in the beginning I opened up with that scripture right out of the book of John, where it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then if you go down a little bit farther into that first chapter of the book of John, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So Jesus is the Word of God. So when you're reading the Word out loud for yourself, you're going to be coming forth in victory. And as you attend to His Word and you incline your ear unto His sayings, you know, keep those words coming in your ears and in your eyes. Let them not depart from thine eyes, which means always keep God's Word coming in your eyes, and keep them in the midst of thine heart. So, and as you hear it, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And as you fill yourself up with God's word, it's going to spill out your mouth, and it's going to go forward, and you can speak God's word into your circumstance, into your situation, and you can live the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 16. And again, what I'm talking about here, being in a season of sensitivity, you make a choice to abide in God's holy presence. And this is you personally, believer, and you get divine wisdom, the principal thing, from His word, and learn to lean upon it and not your own understanding. Eye has not seen, this is 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 16. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit teaches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no man, by no one. For one who has known the mind, for who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. That's the gift of God. When you're born again, you have the mind of Christ, and you can spiritually find the answers to all your circumstances and all your situations. And when you learn to develop that sensitivity and look that way for your answers, you're going to walk in it like never before. Romans 8, verses 6 and 7. This is out of the King James Version. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And in this time of great tumult and to be dead from to be dead and die without receiving Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you're separated from Him. And that's the death. And it's not just the death of the body that you need to be concerned with, because you are an eternal being. You have evidence of your eternal nature all the time in your life, because even as you age and get older, and even though you get a birthday and celebrate your birthday and you're 1 year older this year, you know, in your heart of hearts, you already know that you are eternal, because even though your body tells you you're older or your looks tell you that you're older, you're really don't feel any older at all spiritually, because you are an eternal being. But you will have to answer for yourself if you don't receive the price that God paid for the penalty of your sin. You were born into sin, for through one man sin entered the world, through one man restoration to righteousness was purchased for us at the cross, and Jesus did that work for us so that we could once again be in right standing with God, even though we were initially born under sin. So my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, the word of thy God, for I will also forget thy children. So, you know, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's at war with God all the time. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. You are a spirit being. You have a body that you live in. And you have a soul, which is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. And you need to keep that order all the time by reading it and delving into God's word on a daily basis, because it keeps the order straight. And it's, you know, as you attend unto God's word, you'll find that it's life and health to all your flesh. He tells us to guard your spirit with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. So this is the time in which we are into and coming to, and it's never been more important in this season of sensitivity that we are in right now to do these things as I'm outlining right here for your purposes and your benefit. Proverbs 14 and 12, there is a way which seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Romans 12 and 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So renew your mind daily, people. Get into the Word of God. Study it. There's plenty of ways. Even on our website, you can go there, and from our homepage on the website, you can find an option there where you can go and get the a Bible reading plan. You can download it and read it for yourself daily. Just start reading whatever day it's at right now, and when you get to the same place, same date next time next year, you'll have read the Bible through cover to cover, front to back. And again, that nothing more valuable than that to you, and help you to go forward in your life of victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. So, divine wisdom through holiness and the fear of the Lord, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Yes. So, divine wisdom through holiness and fear of the Lord. If you have deep, earnest, reverent respect for who He is and what He's done, and you pursue a relationship with Him on a daily basis, seek Him early, you will find Him. Man, you're going to be able to go forward this year and in this season going forward with the victory that is promised, even in a time when the world is in great tumult. Everything that can be shaken, people, will be shaken, so that which cannot be shaken is all that's going to remain. And I said so many times on this broadcast, the earth and all that is in it is the Lord's. And, you know, all the silver, all the gold, the cattle of 1,000 hills. And we're living in a time of the manifestation of the prayer that's been prayed for more than 2,000 years now. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is manifesting. Heaven is manifesting everywhere over the earth right now. God is in the process of pouring out his Spirit on all flesh everywhere. The whole earth will be filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. People are going to get saved now more so than ever before because God is preparing his church to be glorious. And he's not coming back until his church is glorious, without spot or wrinkle, not one sick, not one feeble, not one broke, busted, disgusted amongst us all. God is pouring out his Spirit on all flesh because he's in the process of glorifying his church. That's the living truth of it all, people. So know it and get ready for it and go with it. He told you to arise and shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you, believer. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And there is no stopping this from going on if you consider your ways and get with God. Proverbs 4, verses 5 and through 9. Get skillful in godly wisdom. Get understanding, discernment, comprehension, and interpretation. Do not forget and do not turn back from the words of my mouth. Forsake not wisdom, and she will keep, defend, and protect you. Love her, and she will guard you. The beginning of wisdom is get wisdom, skillful and godly wisdom, for skillful and godly wisdom is the principal thing. And with all you have gotten, get understanding, discernment, comprehension, and interpretation. Prize wisdom highly, and exalt her, and she will exalt you and promote you. She will bring you to honor when you embrace her. She will give your head a wreath of gracefulness, a crown of beauty and glory will she deliver to you. Speaking of wisdom. So people, we're in this time of divine sensitivity, a season of sensitivity, and it's your choice. Make the choice to abide in God's holy presence by getting after him and his word on a daily basis. Boy, when God be for you, who or what be against you? We are coming into a special, special time that's beginning to manifest all over the earth right here and right now. God is doing his part. He's the one that's doing the shaking. And always remember this, and in all the tumult, the battle is the Lord's. The victory is yours. All you need is faith in Christ Jesus. That's all you need as a believer to succeed. God is for you. And when God is for you, who or what can be against you? Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe the penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. God, Lord,